With only a few days to go until their biggest card-selling day of the year, Valentine's Day, the company was enjoying record-breaking profits. As a numbers woman, she grudgingly respected his accomplishments. Feeling contrite, Carol stooped to help him with her things. "Sorry," she murmured. "You startled me. Thank you for catching me."
"No problem," he said easily. "I probably distracted you when I yelled."
"Yes," she agreed, scooping up her purse and briefcase. "What did you want, Luke? I'm late for my book club."
"Whoa." He held up the books that had fallen out of her tote bag and lay scattered on the sidewalk. "Lady Chatterley's Lover? Venus in Furs? Fanny Hill? The Slave?" A devilish grin split his face. "What kind of a book club do you belong to?"
Heat climbed her face. "None of your business." He leaned in close.
"Do you accept male members?"
His tone was innocent, but his eyes danced with mirth at the double entendre. Instead of responding, Carol tried to snatch the classic erotic volumes, but he held them out of reach. Indignant anger whipped through her. "What are you, 10 years old? Give me my books!" He wagged his eyebrows as he perused the risque covers.
"I knew there was a wild side to you, Snow. You just keep it all bottled up."
Exasperated, Carol realized the best way to defuse him was to deflect his attention. She crossed her arms. "What did you want, Chancellor?" As if to answer her question, his dark gaze flitted over her appreciably, stirring up little flutters of awareness in its wake. With great resolve, she managed to maintain a cool expression of disdain. Luke sighed and his shoulders sagged in defeat.
"Okay, back to business. I thought it might be nice to have a company party for Valentine's Day."
She squinted. "Valentine's Day?
Why not? We could have it Friday."
"Friday the 13th?
He shrugged. "Close enough. Valentine's is a significant sales day on our calendar. Plus, a party would be a good occasion to pass out bonuses. What do you think?"
"I think this company has never issued bonuses," she chirped.
"Not in the past," he agreed. "But Mystic has had such a good year, I thought it'd be fair to spread the love, if you know what I mean. I'm sure the rest of the directors would agree with me."
Ire shot through Carol. Doling out bonuses from money that Luke was being given credit for bringing in almost single-handedly would make him a bona fide hero in the eyes of the 500 or so employees. The man would be chief executive officer before the end of the year. Damn it! Squaring her shoulders, she drew upon her most authoritative voice. "In my opinion, the more prudent move for the long-term health of the company is to take the profits we make on good years and reinvest them in new technology." His seemingly permanent grin never wavered.
"In my opinion, you should skip your naughty book club and we should discuss this over drinks."
The pull of his body on hers was unmistakable. His decadent brown eyes were almost hypnotic, summoning her to follow him anywhere. Her breasts pinged in response and her thighs quickened. Her mouth opened, and to her horror, she realized she was on the verge of saying yes.
Carol's head snapped back. "That's not going to happen."
The words came out more forcefully than she'd planned. For her own benefit? "We can discuss the party and the bonuses at the directors' meeting in the morning."
with an audience. He frowned. You're no fun.